over 70 performances you've had of characters that you've played. To me, when I look at some of the stuff, and obviously this year you have two films, Boy Erased and Destroyer, which you guys are lucky enough to be going to see after we finish chatting. But it seems like your work is only getting better and more interesting as you go along in your career. Do you look at things differently now than you did, let's say, when you were just starting out and we first met you when you came, it was Dead Calm, I think, and then you went into Days of Thunder and you kind of started your path here in America with that?
I started actually at 14 in a film called Bush Christmas, and I got to get out of school for 6 weeks, But I think my whole journey has always been trying to find characters. And as an actor, you're very much, you're not in the driver's seat. I mean, you need a director to choose you. You audition a lot, particularly when you're young. It's like that's what you do. And sometimes you get the role and sometimes you don't. And I think you just have to have a passion and sort of view it as a long term, because for me it was always the journey. I wanted to go and explore the world. I wanted to explore the human psyche. I wanted to live a well-examined life. And by doing what I do and being given the chance to be able to act, it's taken me on this extraordinary road. And I've worked with the greatest directors in the world. I've been around the greatest minds. I've been the recipient of some of the greatest writers and their words. So it's an amazing place to be, but I never would have thought that it was going to be like this. I dreamed big, but not like this.
And how do you sustain that passion and curiosity and energy to take on what you do? Because you do give 100% at every single performance, whether it is a supporting or the lead.
I mean, it ebbs and flows, and that's the truth of it. There's times when you go, I just don't have anything left to give. And there's been times when I've gone, okay, I'm now drained. I don't know where I'm at in my life. I've got to go and find. And I always say, you know, you have to have the life to then be able to go and put it into your art. And I've had a crazy life. I just have. And I've also had, I'm a highly sensitive person and I also attach very strongly to people. And so with that comes all of the emotions that are attached to that. And that then gives me the well to draw from.